Good morning. It is Tuesday, April the 16th. Hope everybody got through tax day. No problem. Really a pretty slow fishing report, especially as it pertains to offshore fishing. I'll tell you what did happen, and I'll be back to do that in just a moment.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
At Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway, not only can you get stocked up with all the bait, tackle, and amenities necessary to fish, but you can also be your own captain. That's right. At Fishing Unlimited, you can rent one of their spacious pontoon boats to go fishing, crabbing, dolphin watching, or just to cruise the Roanoke Sound. It's family fun at its finest. Half-day and full-day rentals are available. Be your own captain at Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway.
All right, as far as offshore fishing, I really couldn't find anybody that went offshore. It's a little bit on the breezy side. You know, I know the last couple days the fishing has been really slow. I did talk to Captain Ned Ashby last night about when he might go fishing again. He thinks Friday. That's a combination of no bookings during the midweek this time of year and weather and other things. But the last few days, I mean, pretty much horrible offshore fishing. Just a scattered blackfin tuna, one or two little baby dolphin or mahi, and not much else that I found to report on. We got some tournaments coming up now and a lot more fishing to be done, but this should be the time of year when we're going out there and really hitting 8 to 12 yellowfin tuna to the boat per day, and leading up into the limits of yellowfin tuna, which is around 18 or 500 plus pounds of yellowfin tuna if you're lucky this time of year. And going in, if you haven't booked a boat yet, late April to mid-May would be my recommendation for yellowfin tuna fishing. The bluefin tuna season is pretty much over now, so that's what's going on. And by the way, while we're talking about sport fishing, offshore boats, a happy 22nd anniversary to Bayless Boatworks. Yesterday I had the good fortune of having lunch with the crew as John fed everybody, celebrating their 22 years of building boats in Dare County, one of the county's largest employers, one of the fastest growing business, and representing our county worldwide with some beautiful, beautiful world-class boats. Surf and pier fishing held about like it has been. Occasionally a puppy drum. There's been some sea mullets and puffers. Sometimes pretty good bite of that going on. Been a few small sharks still. And if you're very lucky, it may be a speckled trout. Again, we had a good crew fishing doing that all over the weekend. But on a Monday and a Tuesday this time of year, you don't get many people out fishing. Our Hampton Roads crowd is going back home and going back to work. But I'll keep you posted if anything changes there, and I will be right back to tell you about sound and inland or freshwater fishing in just a moment.
Join the crew of the Miss Oregon Inlet 2 for an Outer Banks fishing trip that's fun for the whole family. Located at the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center and running three trips a day, their spacious 60-foot headboat can accommodate up to 65 people. The Miss Oregon Inlet 2 crew can get you all rigged up to catch a variety of fish in the ocean and the sound, but they're famously known as the Flounder Pounder. For more information on how you can hop aboard, go online to missoregoninlet.com. The Miss Oregon Inlet 2, an Outer Banks experience that's sure to create a lifetime of memories.
Again, very little effort made in the sound. There has been a good speckled trout bite, and the fish are getting bigger. Now we've seen a couple of 6-pounders. Remember last year, roughly around this time, we had some 8-pounders, a couple of 9-pounders. That's a big speckled trout. But it's either that or a puppy drum. Or the other thing that's going on, and some of it in the surf, some of it on the piers, but more of it back in the Pamlico Sound, some bluefish around. We're seeing a lot of these 5 to 6 pound bluefish. A lot of fun to catch. Good to eat at that in that size range, as long as you keep them fresh. So that's pretty much it. Not many people out. Really hard to kind of dredge up a report on that, but we've had about a month of good speckled trout fishing. And again, a lot of that is in the brackish water areas where you get the estuaries running inland off the sound. That's really some of the best places to fish, especially in the area around Swan Quarter, Englehard, Stumpy Point over in that area. The only other thing I left on today's report is the freshwater report. And really, other than I did hear one, I talked to a guy at the gym this morning at the Roanoke Island Fitness Lab. I talked to a friend of mine, Dave Racky, who I talk about a lot. Probably the best, one of the best fishermen I've ever met. Still loves to fish, even after almost 35 years in the cockpit of a charter boat. Dave's been crappie fishing, and it's been good. We get a warm day. He's up on the north end of the beach, up in Currituck area, and he's been catching 15 to 30 crappie a day on minnows. That's all I have for the Freshwater Report. I'll keep you posted as the week progresses, and thank you for tuning in.